Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steppenwolf bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the new one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Olala Njinga is with us. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. Our company is Yellowwood Group. And tell the audience what you do for your folks, Olala.
You know what? I help business owners make marketing measurable. And I think that's probably the easiest way to say it. Get it down on paper, on purpose, so that we can see what kind of marketing makes sense to help you grow your top line.
There you go. And that's important, folks. So good for you. And you're in Raleigh and Charlotte now, aren't you?
We are. And it's keeping me rather busy.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So no, I'm saying that, folks, because I'm proud of her, because when we first met her, she was thinking about expanding, and then she did expand, and here it is a couple of years later, she still expanded. And
thank you. And
so congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All right,
so
what do we need? How do we wrap this puppy up and put a bow on it?
Okay. So we really want to think about kind of creating a mini sales plan just for the time of year that your business naturally dips. So if it's the summer, that's perfectly fine. Now is the time to do that. So identify. The first thing I would do is have my client identify.
Could we call it a seasonal plan?
Absolutely.
So it'd be like the summer plan. It'd be like the fall plan.
Absolutely.
And then the holiday plan, and then the winter plan.
Absolutely.
And the reason I say that is because each one of those, each quadrant has its own little road bumps and things that get in the way, right? The fall has football and then the holidays have the holiday, et cetera, et cetera. So when you say that, you automatically see all the elements that are isolated in that quadrant.
Definitely. So if we want to call it the seasonal sales plan, a good way of thinking about it is that every season has three C's. You have customers. You have competitors, and you have conditions. And so for each season of your business, one of those elements might be impacting your ability to drive new business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's normally conditions. So as a business owner, being cognizant of the conditions that are likely to change from one season to another gives you an edge. And that's what I want to be able to give my clients, is an edge against a season where they would naturally have maybe a little bit of drag as opposed to lift.
Mm-hmm.
So having a plan, carving out your plan in such a way that it respects the nuances of that season, it understands those conditions, and then committing to what the minimum acceptable level of activity is. I like to keep a scorecard because I'm big on metrics. So know how many leads you need to have in the pipeline and understand what your conversion rate is.
Yeah.
Understand how your conversion rate might change based on the season that you're in, right? Because you can't eat sandwiches in the summer for sales from the winter, meaning the winter has to take care of the winter and the summer has to take care of the summer. You can't rest on your laurels
when
you're a business owner.
Your close ratio is huge in this calculus that she's talking about, because if you don't know that when we talk to five people, we sell two, not three.
Right.
If you don't know that, then you don't know that you have a 40% close ratio.
Right.
And then if you need to sell $10,000 this week, and your average sale is $1,000,
right,
then you've got to make 10 sales. And so if you got to make 10 sales you have a 40% close ratio, then you better be calling on, 30, 35 people or so.
Exactly, 35, 40 people.
32 people, yeah. And so in order to get that, that's constant. I mean, that's like...
Constant.
That's where the sense of urgency comes in, isn't it?
Yes. And that's where the difference between the sense of urgency and the speed of execution draws the line. Because you can execute and be chasing $500 sales when, according mm-hmm. to your sales plan, you need to be chasing $1,000 sales for
well,
the minimum.
Well, but if we like the $500 sales, but that means you got to look for 64 people this month. Not
exactly. 30,
not 32.
And we can't get you to do that.
Math does not lie, does it?
That's right.
One plus one is always going to be two. Hey, Olala, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back
soon.
Thank you. Olala Njinga, ladies and gentlemen. OLALAH.com is one of her websites. And she'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.